No confusion here. It's the weekend. Time for you to pay attention to your health and well-being. Food will be a discussion later on. Right now, it's your health. I suppose food enters into that. And here to have a good discussion about what's going on in your body and I guess the food element, what you put into your body, is part of our discussion on the Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health portion of the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the star of the show. He's available right now for an in-home call. He does house calls on the phone, 888-553-7536. Purpose of this program is to help you wherever you are around the country, around the world. You have access to us on that toll-free line, 888-553-7536, which is 888-55-DRKEN, which spells, it's kind of like the old Mickey Mouse Club, MICKEYMOUSA. You probably watched that as a kid, right?
I did, Annette, yeah. Of course.
Annette, right, we all loved Annette. So our focus here is trying to work through a lot of the news of the week that comes from the medical sector. Ken Kronhaus has a very good sense of sniffing out the important stories. And pretty good, huh? Speaking of that, there is an important story this week, and it relates to something that is personally going on with me because my former wife is going through this. Although there are different kinds of lung cancer, it would appear. There are cancers that are called lung cancer, and then there's cancer on the lung, I guess, that could come from other circumstances. Her breast cancer 20 years ago went into her arm, bone, and head, and all over the place. So in this circumstance, the news is pretty interesting about lung cancer because normally when you think about it, I think about the last high-level case, the lady who was married to Christopher Reeve. I can't remember her name, but she had never smoked, Ken. I'd never been exposed to anything that would seem to have, in the way, the practical side that we look at it, have caused a lung cancer. So apparently there's something about this that we can't quite understand.
Yeah, right? Let me catch up. Boy, you've done a lot right there. There's primary and there's metastatic lung cancer, Doug. There's lung cancer that originates in the lungs. And then there's metastatic lung cancer that originates in another primary like the breast and then moves to the lungs.
Right.
When you have the primary, it's a lot easier to treat. When it's metastatic, that's where right now it's very difficult to treat. And about 80% of lung cancer is due to cigarette smoking, but about 20% of it is not. It's due to genetics mostly, maybe something in the environment otherwise, but there's a lot of genetics to this other 20%. And the news this week, it's out of the European Respiratory Journal. It's actually pretty interesting about dogs sniffing out lung cancer in humans. These highly trained dogs are able, Doug, to reliably sniff out lung cancer in human breath. And this is very important because in its early stages, lung cancer has few symptoms, making it difficult for us doctors to catch it early when it's most easily treatable and still treatable. Sometimes as it gets beyond a certain point, it's just impossible to treat. You're just treating symptoms and waiting for the inevitable, sad, very sadly. But these dogs, they have the ability to smell trace amount of chemicals produced by cancerous tumors, which to me is just amazing.
Yeah.
Four trained dogs, two are German Shepherds, an Australian Shepherd, and a Labrador Retriever dog, correctly identified cancer in 71 out of 100 samples of lung cancer, and they also ruled out cancer in 372 out of 400 samples that were known not to have cancer, giving them a very low rate of false positives, about 7%.
We will discuss during the course of the morning in between your calls and your expressions to us, because you can email us, follow us on Facebook, email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or Doug at dougstephan.com. A lot of good medical news each week. We find the keys to important stories like celiac disease, which is something that has become almost a designer disease. I don't know if disease is the right word for it. I think when you have a bad enough case of it, it could be a disease. I have celiac, and it's basically just an allergen to gluten. It is. I don't think glucose is involved, but maybe it is. And so it's, but we have all of these allergies. Basically, it's an allergy, and we have so many allergies, whether they're real or whether they are not. And that's part of, I think, the discussion, Ken. We ought to talk about this a little bit, but also we ought to talk about the mania in our country, the dependence that some people have on trying to find something wrong with them. Do you know what I mean?
Well, this is interesting. I know that you're interested in why things are happening, especially about the inflammatory system. And we can put together a lot of possibilities for why celiac disease appears to be on the rise in America. This comes dug out of the Celiac Sprue Association. Everybody has an association. Right. But complaints of celiac disease are on the rise here in America, Doug, with more and more people. They grow ill from exposure to products containing gluten. Nearly five times as many people, amazingly, Doug, have celiac disease today than they did in the 1950s when you and I were growing up. It's now believed it to affect one in every 133 Americans today, and that's a fairly not too uncommon issue. Celiac disease, it's an inherited autoimmune disorder. It causes the body's immune system to attack the small intestines. The immune system is supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and germs that actually attacks our own small intestine, and the attack is prompted by exposure to gluten. Gluten's a protein. It's found in such grains as wheat, rye, and barley. And the disease seems to interfere with proper digestion. And here's the interesting, the difference between the symptoms between adults and children. In children, the symptoms include bloating, vomiting, diarrhea, or constipation. Boy, you know, which of our children don't have those occasionally? Mm-hmm. But with adults, here's the difference. In celiac disease, they're less likely to show digestive symptoms, but they'll develop problems such as anemia, fatigue, osteoporosis, or arthritis as the disorder robs their bodies of vital nutrients. And I put together a list of possible explanations for why we're seeing more, if you want to go over them now.
Yeah, why not? 888-553-7536. What we do usually in the beginning of the program is give you an, I don't know if indoctrination is the right word, but we certainly give you an overview of the important medical news of the week. Some of it may affect you. Some of it's good. Some of it may not be good, but it's all important. It's all part of Ken's overview, how he feels to keep himself, even though he's a cardiologist, that's his specialty, and that's what he practices in Florida. And by the way, as you listen to him talk about his specialty during the course of the program, and there are inevitably calls about heart disease, things that are related to heart disease, you may think that it would be good to have a consultation there, and you can feel free to call his office, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, 800-LAKE-CARDIO, and talk to the folks there about going to see him. Okay, so yeah, let's go through that list. If I think it's appropriate if you enumerate these things and just kind of explain it. A lot of people have this concern, for sure.
So here's a list I've put together researching this, and nobody's really sure why there's a rise in celiac disease. Here's a list that I put together. If you have any ideas what you think, 1-888-55 Dr. Ken, I'd love to hear some ideas from all of you. But becoming more aware of the chronic digestive disorder is one biggie. Improvements in diagnostic techniques, improvements in sanitation and hygiene in civilization overall. This is the so-called hygiene hypothesis. Doug loves this. People in industrialized countries are more at risk for celiac disease because their bodies have not had to fight off as many diseases as they have in the past, because we live in pretty clean environments, many of us. An increase in the amount of gluten found in grains. This, I think, may be an issue. And children being exposed to gluten from an earlier age may be a component all to this. And just too few women breastfeeding their children, I think, is a component here.
Really? Too many women. Say the last one again.
Too few women breastfeeding their children.
Because through the breast milk comes the immune enhancers, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah. It's interesting because I thought, and I think there still is with a group of women, there is more of, it sort of is a yo-yo, the seesaw thing, up and down. There was a time when my children were born that most everybody felt it was important to breastfeed. Now, apparently, we're getting away from that. Is that because more women are working? It's harder for them to pump their breast milk, and therefore they just go the easy route?
All of the above. And there is a genetic component to this. A lot of us carry a gene to potentially express this issue, so that if somebody in the family has it, I think a lot of the other family should be examined for this.
888 553-7536. As you begin to put your thoughts together, please remember the better questions, once you have your thoughts sort of phrased in your mind, we like to get to the questions quickly so that we can help as many people as possible. We'll go through some more of the news as we continue. This is Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. 888-553-7536 is how to be in touch.
Women move the world, and Caltrate helps move them.
I asked my gram to sponsor me in her walkathon.
And I said, okay, but she'd have to sponsor me back, because I'm walking too.
Caltrate provides the essential calcium that helps keep bones strong and muscles moving. Caltrate gives us 1,200 milligrams of calcium and 800 IU of vitamin D.
We'll do the full 5 miles.
And do it together.
Caltrate helps women keep moving, because women move the world.
And now, the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky...
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
I'm in the I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
888-553-7536. I thought this was interesting. Somebody sent you an email about e-foods. We were talking about this, I think, I don't remember, it was last week here. I don't remember where it was we were talking about it, because we talked about it in several different contexts. If you go to DougStefan.com and go to the Friends page, you can click on, there's a big square, golden square box there. It says e-foods on it. And it's a company that is producing commercially the foods that were processed for the space, you know, we have our astronauts and some of the people out in the space stations out there, they stay there for a year or so, and instead of having regular food, they have processed this sort of food. I think it's a freeze-dried kind of thing, but now commercially this stuff is available, and it's very good, very nutritious. They're multi ways of using it. You can put hot water or mix it together. The stuff lasts for 25 years, and it's all organic. It's pretty interesting stuff. So you can, again, find it. This is for Frank. Frank, I guess, is V-A-L-L-E-S. Do you think people mind if we mention their name? On the air, when they send you something, they're asking a question, and the best way to answer the question is to, I think, answer it on the air.
And isn't it sad that we're no longer going to have all this space research because of the unintended consequences of space?
Unintended consequences of bad management. Unintended consequences of stupidity in Washington. How many ways do you want to say it? Just another screw-up on the long list of many screw-ups. All right, so we get to your calls in a matter of moments here. 888-553-7536 for Dr. Ken's advice.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now. Right now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Maybe I would die, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. There's no strings upon.
Yeah. Where's Michelle Bachman when we need her? All right, Ken thought I was a little hard on her this week during the Monday through Friday Good Day program. I was chastising her for not recognizing it was Elvis's birthday. And the only thing that I say, this is not a political program. We don't talk about stuff like this. We're here to benefit your health. But you'd have thought, and I even give her the benefit of the doubt, somebody around her must have had a brain to give her. They have all these staff people can around them. Wouldn't you have thought somebody would have prepped her a little bit at least?
I wasn't questioning her politics, whether, you know, I don't want to get into politics, but I think you were questioning her intelligence. And my wife actually is a lawyer and has a master's in tax, which she also has. And I know I hear that from my wife forever, how special that is in terms of intelligence. And also she has, I think, 5 children and over 20 foster children. I don't think I could handle that intellectually.
Right. I understand. It's still pretty funny. 888-553-7536. Let's meet Kevin, who's in Jackson, Tennessee, with a question for Dr. Ken. Hi, Kevin.
Good morning, guys. I was recently diagnosed with hypothyroid, and there's so much conflicting, you know, information online about the Armour versus Synthroid. So I guess I'm asking about the benefits of one versus the other.
Sure. Hypothyroidism essentially means, Kevin, an underactive thyroid, a low amount of thyroid being produced by the hormones, the gland that sits on the top of your neck. I call it the boiler of the body. It affects whether you're too hot or too cold, this hormone. It affects whether your heartbeat beats too rapidly or too slow. It's an amazing feedback between the pituitary, the hypothalamus in the brain, and this gland which sits on your neck, determining whether there's too much or too little. If you do need thyroid replacement, I urge you to get it. It can be deadly if you don't take it. It's very curable problem because we now have products which mimic the actual hormone that's produced. It can be caused by autoimmune diseases. We talked about that earlier with celiac disease. It can be often it's caused by treating hyperthyroidism when the thyroid is over-secreting and we have to either through drugs or through selectively, radioactively destroying the thyroid, we make you hypo, low in thyroid, and then we replace it for you. Sometimes surgery will cause low thyroid when we operate on a cancer or in that area of the body of the neck and the thyroid has to be taken out. There are some medications which unfortunately will cause it. Less common causes are just congenital abnormalities, pituitary disease, pregnancy, or an iodine deficiency. That's hard to do in America as much of our grain is iodine enriched. There's plants that are iodine enriched here in America. Kevin, first, why do you have low thyroid? Have the doctors been able to tell you?
No, sir. I go back in 8 weeks for the lab results. To double check, I'm on 88 micrograms of the Synthroid.
Synthroid.
And
Let me tell you, if I was you, that's what I would be taking. I think that that is, and I'm, gosh, the phones might ring by some of my colleagues, but if I was you, that is exactly what I would be taking. And actually, this is one time, and this is my own opinion, this is one time where the brand and the generic does make a difference. There are many, many generic products that I like, I prescribe, but this is one where I think it makes a difference. With the generics, you're going to have different inert activities, the fillers, the parts of the medication that put the active ingredient together, also the part that distributes the medication into your body. And the fortunate thing about this is that the Synthroid is a relatively inexpensive drug compared to what other drugs we prescribe. And if I was you, I would be taking the branded Synthroid, and I would just make sure you're on 88 micrograms, which is a mild to moderate dose, and it's a pretty average dose. And I would make sure you get the level checked with the blood. And this is all driven by, the dose is driven by what your future blood level shows.
Excellent. Thanks, just guys. Take, I love the
take
show.
It, well, thank you so much. Take it on an empty stomach, and then we often recommend that you don't eat for an hour after you take it. And don't worry about this. It's treatable. It's curable. And this is your friend. Don't fear that Synthroid. It'll keep you going. And don't forget to take it each day.
There you go, Kevin. You're a good man. Take good care. 888-553-7536 from the Good News Department, multivitamins and how they affect those who are pregnant.
Great news. This is out of the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Doug, women who take a multivitamin every day around the time of conception appear to have a reduced risk for delivering low birth weight babies. This daily multivitamin use was also associated with lower preterm birth risk among normal weight but not overweight women.
All right, so that's some good news. We have a lot of good medical news that we'll go over as time allows, with your calls, of course, being the most important focus here, your communication to Dr. Ken Kronhaus so that he may help you out. Make sure you get everything sort of in your mind organized the way you'd like to explain it, and then ask your question, and Ken will come up with various answers that will apply. 888-553-7536 as we are at half past the hour.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Put your thoughts together and get on the phone, 888-553-7536, the news of the week, the medical stories that are important to you and your family. Please don't hesitate. If you have a question, we'll try to get to everybody as quickly as we can, and we'll insert some of the good news. You have, as always is the case, the Good Day Health newsletter for this week. You put together a very interesting and important explanation. Why don't you tell us? You're always sort of into explanation. What are we explaining and what are we talking about this week?
Doug, we went in a different direction that we've gone before. This week's health newsletter, which is an accumulation of, in the last 4 months, the breakthroughs in the medical literature that your doctors are reading. This week, our focus is on sleep-related news. These are things you may not be obvious to, maybe thinking about, but out of the medical literature in the last several months, the major breakthroughs about helping you improve your sleep and how important sleep is for good health.
Sleep and health, very important. If you're waking up during the middle of the night, there are obvious reasons for it. You got to get to the core root and fix that. So check it out. The newsletter is pretty easy to get. You can go to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com. Click on Dr. Ken's picture. It will give you, there's a quick box in there. You put your email address, and then every week on Fridays, usually, the information, the newsletter will come to you. It's one of our services. Happy to do it for everybody because we're here to help. 888-553-7536. Ben's in St. Joseph, Missouri, and you're on with Dr. Ken right now, sir. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys doing?
Hi.
What can we do for you, sir?
Well, I'm on 200 micrograms of levothyroxine, and I was wondering if there's maybe another prescription that I could be or should be using.
Ben, you have low thyroid also?
I have no thyroid. I was diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and they removed it.
Okay. Well, we were talking earlier about the causes of low thyroid, and one of them was exactly what we said for you, that you have to get rid of the thyroid. Either it's overactive, causing hyperthyroidism, or because of cancer. I guess you had surgery to your neck?
Correct.
And they took it all out, and now you have to have your thyroid replaced. You know, some things you can't get any better in medicine, and, you know, you just can't improve, and it's a problem where you don't really need any new solution. If you're on levothyroxine, and I guess that's the generic Synthroid, maybe I could tell you to go to branded, but are you doing well? Are you getting good levels? Do you feel well? Is your weight okay? Is your energy level okay? When you don't have good replacement of thyroid, you have many symptoms, but usually the most obvious ones are that you feel tired or overactive, depending on whether it's too low or too high, and you have trouble keeping your weight at ideal body weight, even when you're eating exactly the amount of calories and exercising as you should. Are you having any problems with energy levels or with weight, Ben?
Not weight. Energy level, yes.
Too much or too little?
Too little energy level.
How many hours are you sleeping a night?
6.
Why only 6? Adults need 7 to 8.
That's just work and...
Well, let me suggest, are your blood levels okay with your thyroid, your TSH, your free T3, your free T4, are all those three levels okay?
Yes, they are. They're running pretty good.
Okay. Then what I would do is, don't shoot the messenger. Get 7 to 8 hours a night of sleep and see how you feel.
Okay.
All right.
And I think you're doing okay. The only improvement you could do here, if you want to try, and it might not, some people it makes a difference, some not, you may want to ask the doctor to, instead of the, I guess you're on the generic, the levothyroxine, is to ask for the branded Synthroid, see if that makes you feel a little better. But then you have to be careful about checking your blood levels, because sometimes it's different between the two products, even though the dose is the same, believe it or not.
There you go, sir.
Take care, Ben.
888-553-7536. Here's Mary Ann with a question from Washington about something we were talking about a few minutes ago. Mary Ann, you're on with Dr. Ken now. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Dr. Ken and guys. How you doing this morning?
Good, Mary Ann. What's going on in Washington?
It's a great day to be alive.
Yes, ma'am.
What I was calling for, what were you talking about earlier?
Thyroid.
Now, I was listening to you talking about the low doses of Synthroid, but as a nutraceutical person specialist, over the years, over the thousands of people I've talked to and talked to them about this same condition, I recommended that they use a natural sea kelp or the seaweed because it's a natural iodine that the body will take in and assimilate, and it goes directly into the cells. And the only reason I recommend that, because the Synthroid is pharmaceutical grade, man-made, and oftentimes those products does not go directly in our cells. And I was just listening to the young man they called from St. Louis. I recommend his low energy level that he take a teaspoon of spirulina, and he can have it with orange juice, a natural boysenberry juice, or McClutchin's apple juice, and he want to blend it in the morning. He want to take it in the morning, maybe between 6:30 and 8:30. Just maybe an 8 ounce of natural juice. Get the spirulina, mix it up, and it will bring his energy level up.
Marion, what's your background? I'm just curious.
Okay. I talked on a radio talk show where it goes to over 40 states as a specialist on nutraceuticals. Anything that grows in the Garden of Eden, because our body is made like plants. The molecular structure of our body is that of a plant. So 70% of what we put in our body when we break the fast from sleeping at night oftentimes does not require 8 hours of sleep. You can get 6 hours, but long as you rest a couple of hours during the daytime, you don't have to be moving around, they're sitting there. Rest a couple of hours during the daytime, you will accumulate 6 hours of sleep. But I have worked with people that had all types of inflammation and sickness and diseases over 300 that is indicated in the United States of America. And during these natural products, they was able to get off of them. I even talked to people that had HIV and AIDS and had tremendous results over the past 20 and 25 years, and I'm still doing it.
I'm just curious. Are you a self-educated woman or do you have formal training?
Formal training.
What kind of training?
I did the background in nutrition, and I did a background as a nurse, and I worked in this industry, the health industry or the allied health field, for more than 32 years.
Okay. There are natural extracts that contain thyroid hormone derived from the thyroid gland, and they usually come from pigs. These are available. They do contain both the T4 and the T3. And this is an option if you want to try the alternative method. But whichever works for you is acceptable. It's all in measuring the blood levels and making sure they're okay. This is an area you don't want to fool around with. It. You can have serious consequences if you don't adequately replace a very low thyroid. It can be life-threatening.
I know. That's why I recommend this, because it's natural. And people in other countries, like America, is a new country, 600 years or less. I dealt with a country that's over 5,000 years old, tremendous results, and education speaks for itself. But I enjoy you. I love your talk show, and I'm going to keep listening there.
Okay, Mary, I'm glad you're here.
All right.
You've got great spirit.
She does have good spirit. And some knowledge, too, it sounds like. Jack in Rome, New York, you're next with Dr. Ken. What can we do for you, sir?
Good morning, Dr. Ken. Morning, Doug.
Hi.
I have hypothyroid, and I enjoy listening about it. But I think if we could just more get into letting people know what the signs are for people that have oncoming of it.
Great question, Jack. Great question, because they are so widely variable, and they depend on the severity of your hormone deficiency. And let me just tick off some from my memory, and if you want to add to me, Doug, if you want to supplement. But I have a long list of possible signs and symptoms of low thyroid, things that you may not even think about. You know, the obvious feeling too cold and you're feeling weak and gaining weight. These are the things that we think about of a low thyroid. But there are other symptoms of a low thyroid, and we'll talk first about low thyroid. Depression, brittle fingernails, being too heavy, muscle weakness, pain and stiffness or swelling in your joints, muscle aches, tenderness and stiffness of the muscles. An elevated blood cholesterol level. It may be the first time you see your triglycerides being way high and wondering why. It may be your thyroid. A hoarse voice, a puffy face, pale, dry skin, constipation. The bowel just doesn't seem to move as well as it should. Sluggishness, fatigue, and as we said, increased sensitivity to the cold. Doug, I don't know if you want to add any more.
No, I think you hit the high notes there. It's misunderstood, Ken, I think, by a lot of people. Don't you think that there are a
Absolutely.
Lot of people who would blame it? There have been a lot of, I mean, this happens a lot. People hear a little bit of information. Sometimes it's not correctly understood, goes to the wrong place in your brain, and you get all worked up about it. What specifically is going on with you, Jack?
Well, what it was is I originally had hyperthyroid. I had lost a lot of weight. I went down to like 200 pounds and under.
How tall are you?
Pardon?
How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
Well, you want to be a lot. You want to be a 150. Never mind 200.
Well, I know. I understand. I was.
But he had low thyroid and he gained weight.
Yeah.
Well, I was 160 something, 165
right.
when I was in the service.
Yeah.
But here's real quick what happened. I was sitting at the kitchen table with my mother one night having a cup of coffee, and I'm sitting there drinking right across from her, and she asked me why I was shaking. And I said, well, I'm not shaking. And she goes, yes, you are. And she had me put my hand out straight and just keep it still, and I could see it tremoring. Well, we never really thought nothing about it. So then I went to help out a friend work on his house. I was getting real hot. I was real sweaty. I had to sit down every time I was doing the wheelbarrow and stuff. And things started telling me something was wrong with me. So I went home. I told my mother, I said, let's go to the hospital. We went to Upstate Hospital in Syracuse, and they found out that I had hypothyroid.
Wait, Jack, let me make sure I hear it right. Initially, your presentation was with too low thyroid?
Mm-hmm.
No, I had hyper.
Okay.
I
want to make sure I understood that right. So you were gaining weight your weight went up with the high thyroid?
No, I was losing weight with hyper.
Okay. You were losing. Okay, good. I just want to untangle that and make sure I heard you clearly.
So I went to Syracuse. The doctor told me there was three different types of ways of taking care of the treatment. One was a pill for life. The other one was radiation with a pill for life. And the other one was the operation. I took the pill with the radiation.
I recommend that also.
Right. After I got done doing all that, within about a month after I started taking the medicine, the Synthroid, I started gaining weight drastically.
Well,
my doctor found out that I had hypothyroid.
Right. You were gaining weight. Now I get it. Exactly. You were losing weight initially because the thyroid naturally was overactive. Did they tell you why? Did you have a thyroiditis of some sort?
I don't believe my doctor was ever really got with me exactly what the actual problem was.
Okay, there are numerous reasons. It's often an autoimmune thyroiditis of some sort. But anyway, so they diagnosed that that's the key. They got rid of it. That's the key. Radioactive iodine ablation. I prefer that method of treatment also. And then simply replacing it with what you normally need. And that's where I recommend the Synthroid. There are a lot of reasons why people become too low afterwards, even with proper replacement. They just don't absorb it properly. You have to take this cautiously. This is one drug. You really have to take on an empty stomach. As you wake up in the morning, this is the first thing you take. You don't have breakfast. Ideally, you take this on an empty stomach. You wait an hour, and then you eat breakfast. And there's also some very important things you can't eat within 6 hours of taking the Synthroid or the thyroid. You want to stay away from iron supplements, any other medications like calcium supplements, aluminum hydroxide, which is often used in antacids, and also another medicine rarely used today for cholesterol called cholestyramine. Any of these things that bind what's in your gut, you want to stay away from for at least 6 hours so that your body absorbs the thyroid medicine.
Exactly.
There you go. All right, Jack, thank you. 888-553-7536. I don't know why I say thank you. We're helping them, but they're helping us too because we're helping a lot of different people. Never think that your call is going to be just about you because it will not be. There are, because so many people listen to this program around the country and around the world all weekend long, there are people listening to this, downloading it, and hearing and benefiting from it. So you have a question. Your question can help lots of other people, even if you think your problem is unique, okay? So don't be disheartened. Don't be discouraged. Feel free. You are with friends here. 888-553-7536. Here's a new development. A new development that cosmetically reduces fine lines and wrinkles. No needles, no facelifts, no collagen, none of the stuff that is often associated with getting rid of the wrinkles on your face. It's a product called Tautinol, T-A-U-T-I-N-O-L. How does this work, Ken?
Well, if you're considering drastic surgery or injecting your skin with chemicals to reduce wrinkles, then you need to consider a non-invasive product that is clinically proven to reduce fine lines and wrinkles that develop as you age. The Tautinol, it has encouraging products that allow the skin to restore itself to more youthful strength, while it also promotes deep tissue repair. It has products in it that have been shown by clinical studies to help the skin actually repair itself. The reason why I like it is it's been developed by a plastic surgeon. It's been tried and proven in clinical studies, and you get your money back if it doesn't work.
If you're considering chemical or collagen injections, call this number now. 800-291-2584. Use Tautinol for 60 days risk-free. Can't beat that deal. 800-291-2584. You want to get rid of the lines and the wrinkles. No prescription. Just Tautinol. 60-day risk-free trial offer. 800-291-2584. Even though you're getting older, you don't have to look that way. Try Tautinol. Risk-free. 800-291-2584. 888-553-7536, the way to be in touch with Dr. Ken. More of your calls, questions, and comments coming right up here on Good Day Weekend.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Hi folks, this is Steve Shank and Babs Rosberg here with eFoods Direct. July is over and our customers love the Freedom Food Giveaway.
Thanks to all of you who registered for the giveaway, and congratulations to the winners who were from Kentucky, North Carolina, Minnesota, and California. They all received a one-year supply of food free.
And now we launch into August with a big celebration, our 30-year anniversary in the long-term storable food business.
Golly, it's hard to believe we've been helping people with the best food on the planet for three decades.
Folks, to celebrate, you can get our premier one-year Freedom Food Supply for 30% off.
Wow, that's lower than 1981 prices.
Help us celebrate 30 years and get the lowest price ever on a one-year Freedom Supply.
Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom.
This is a limited-time offer. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/freedom. Call 800-250-1857.
I know, sometimes there are drugs. Got a few new drugs to talk about this week. In the medical news, there's a new drug that may relieve severe, tough-to-treat gout. This looks like good news, Ken, from our friends that aren't usually our friends at the FDA.
Yeah, there really is some good news this week. There's a new drug. It may relieve severe, tough-to-treat gout. It's called Krystexxa. Boy, it's a tough one. Krystexxa. The scientific name is pegloticase, and
why don't they just give him some normal?
Can you imagine how long they must have stayed up?
Come up
at
with
night?
This, put X's and Y's and consonants and vowels together. Let's see how we can confuse people. Good God!
For some gout patients, Doug, afflicted with a particularly severe, crippling form of the disease, who find standard treatment either intolerable or ineffective, this is an approved alternative, and it appears to be quite effective.
All right, so some good news on the horizon. You can blog back and forth with Dr. Ken, too. Go to his website, drkenshow.com. He has a blog in the upper right-hand corner and covers all kinds of medical topics, experiences that Ken's having, treatments, et cetera, and some of the experiences from what he learns and you learn by listening to this program. Suzanne in Soldotna, Alaska. Yes, ma'am, you're on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Thank you. Sure. Thank you for your program, both of you. Yes, I was recently diagnosed with hypothyroidism also, and I kind of figured I had it myself because I'd heard if you take your temperature in the morning, you had 94 degrees under your armpit, that was probably low.
Well, sitting out front in Alaska, it could be that low, right?
I'll tell you, it's not my choice. But anyhow, and he put me on 0.25 of the levothyroxine.
Okay.
And now I'm having trouble taking it. It's making me deathly nauseated and throwing up. Would coffee do that? I drink coffee in the morning.
Well, that definitely could do it. I think Alaska is a beautiful state, but
it's beautiful, yes. But it's hard on my body.
Yeah, I bet those 2 weeks of summer each year may be tough, right?
I think we had 5 days.
Oh my gosh,
that's awful.
But you can see Alaska from your front porch. What more do you want?
Well, we can't see any mountains.
I mean, you can't. You can see Russia from your front porch. Excuse me.
Yeah, yes. I guess you could if you really got on top of the roof.
Right,
Suzanne. Did you start at that dose? So you're taking Synthroid?
Yes, I'm taking the generic though.
Levothyroxine.
Yes.
And they started, and you're up to 250 micrograms each day.
0.25 micrograms.
Right. 0.25. That that sounds to me like a pretty high dose. Did you start there?
That's where they started me, yes.
And have you gotten, how long have you been on that?
Not very long. I've been trying to take it. And
you're on 25 micrograms, which is a low dose.
One quarter, 0.25.
25 micrograms.
Yes.
Okay, that's a low dose. And the question is, how long have you been on that?
Not even 2 weeks. I just can't keep it down.
I have
a lot of trouble with medicine, especially the generics, too.
What I would do is ask for Synthroid, the branded.
Yes.
And people who have trouble taking pills in general often don't have a pill issue. They have a problem in their intestines, their esophagus, their upper GI tract. And if you have a problem taking all medicines and you get indigestion, that's the time to go to the GI doctor, the gastroenterologist. But the next step is take it on an empty stomach when you wake up. Ask your doctor to switch you to the branded Synthroid. See if that helps, the 25 micrograms, low dose. And then if you still can't tolerate it and you have other drug intolerances for the same symptoms, ask to see a GI doctor.
Okay, wait a minute. It's not GI problems with the other medications. It's all those little extra idiosyncrasies that are listed but nobody else gets.
Okay, but again, then you have to ask, are you fighting it mentally?
No, I've been fighting it to get it checked.
Okay, Suzanne, try the branded. If that doesn't work, give me a call back and we can go from there, okay?
There it is. More advice, and there's another hour of it coming up right around the corner. 888-553-7536. Thyroid seemed to be thread today, although there are plenty of other questions there always are, but some people hear something, oh yeah, that's my problem, let me call. So feel free, 888-55-DRKEN, 59 after the hour, the Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health portion of the Good Day Weekend program.